AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. More Arctic air and frigid temperatures are expected in ice and snow-covered parts of the South. At least 30 deaths are reported in states dealing with severe cold. Thousands of Americans are still without power. Former FIFA President Sepp Blatter is backing a proposed fan boycott of World Cup matches in the U.S. because of the conduct of President Trump and his administration at home and abroad. Blatter is the latest international soccer figure to question whether the U.S. is suitable to serve as a host country. There's a new free trade deal between the European Union and India. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Britain's Prime Minister is on his way to China with the aim of improved relations. The Premier is hoping for an economic boost for Britain as tensions with the US remain. Britain is seeking Chinese technology and investment, along with greater access to the Chinese market for UK financial services, cars and Scotch whisky. Starmer's move risks upsetting China hawks back home in the UK, as well as President Trump in the US. Starmer will be accompanied by a delegation of corporate leaders on the visit starting Wednesday and is due to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. His visit comes as some US allies reconsider their ties with Washington amid Trump's America First foreign policy. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel has recovered the remains of the last hostage who was held in Gaza. The next step is likely to be the reopening of the Rafah crossing, Gaza's border with Egypt, which will allow Palestinians to travel in both directions and will eventually allow more aid to enter the territory. The ceasefire's second phase also calls for deploying an international security force, disarming Hamas, pulling back Israeli soldiers, and rebuilding Gaza. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a posthumous promotion for a group of U.S. soldiers.
Seven Japanese-American soldiers have been promoted to officer ranks in a solemn ceremony that comes 8 decades after they died fighting for the United States during World War II. The men were students at the University of Hawaii and cadets in the Reserve Officer Training Corps, on track to become Army officers when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. Soon after the attack, the U.S. barred those with Japanese ancestry from American military service and deemed them enemy aliens. In 1943, the Army created a segregated combat team for Japanese-American soldiers, and they joined, but they were killed fighting in Europe and never had the chance to become officers.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.